Let's go to Michael Beattie, the CEO of the Clarence River Jockey Club. The country championship qualifier is on Sunday. Matt Dunn has accepted for five runners in the race. He'll use the jockeys Corey Brown, Jim Byrne, Matt McGoran, Jeff Lloyd and Luke Dipman to ride those five. And the big build-up is there, Mike, and it's a bit more, I mean, the country championship qualifier gains all the prestige and momentum, but it's really the whole day, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Andrew. For us, the country championships, whilst it's now in its third year, as far as the Clarence River Jockey Club here at Grafton is concerned, it tailors into what was already an extremely big day for us, which is the Yamba Golf and Country Club Blues, Brews and Barbecues Day. It was one of the initiatives at the club. I think this is the eighth running. It was certainly going well before I came back to the club, but it's other than our major July race carnival race days, it's one of the biggest events of the year that we promote, regardless of the country championships being on.
And it's a big community day, Michael, because it's the opportunity for people to come from far and wide. No doubt they'll be running buses out of Yamba, McLean.
They certainly are, Glenn. There's no doubt about that. The Yamba Golf and Country Club very much get behind this day. They organise a number of buses each year that come up the Clarence River. And people think about Grafton as being the racing centre here, and clearly it is. But we are the Clarence River Jockey Club. We work very, very hard year on and year out to try and make sure that we're involving the other parts of the Clarence River communities, and Yamba, McLean, Ulmarra, all those little towns along the river are very, very important to us. And this is one of those days, and it's one that's very, very well supported by people from around the region.
Have you got an instrument you're going to play this year? They tell me you're a bit of a banjo man, or you're more mellowed out now in your older age.
Look, when it came to musical instruments, Glenn, about the only one I was ever able to master was a cassette player. I couldn't even get the records right. I used to scratch those, and the CDs, I should say, are beyond me. So since the old cassette tape disappeared, my ability with the musical instrument also went south.
Mike, one serious final one on the country championship. Matt Dunn, five in the race. Have you got a final number at this stage?
No, we don't. Acceptances aren't until tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Of course, I'm thinking it's Thursday. Yeah.
Yeah, look, it's a very interesting country championship for us because you've got five that are likely to make the field for Matt Dunn. He's also got the horse that, if everybody accepts, will be first emergency. You throw into the mix that Stephen Phelps from Ballina has got two runners that look like making the field. And then Daniel Want, and this is an amazing effort, in my opinion, from a Grafton-based trainer. Daniel only has 10 horses in work, yet he's managed to qualify three for the country championship, and all of those horses make the top 14. So, it's a great effort. Look, it's great that Matthew Dunn's here with five. That's fantastic. But Matthew Dunn's probably got upwards of 100 horses in work. Dan Want's got 10, and he's got three in the Grafton Hoot of the country championship. Yeah. Quite an amazing effort.
Fantastic.
Michael, just one thing. You spoke about Yamba Golf and Country Club being the major sponsor of Blues, Brews and Barbecues for Sunday. Yep. And one of their favourite sons is not travelling very, very well at the moment. I'm speaking of Tony White.
Yeah, it's terrible bad news about Tony. As everyone in the racing industry would know, Tony's been a long-time journalist and a great friend of the racing industry. Tony wasn't the sort of bloke that wrote very many negative stories. And we don't see a lot of negative stories from journalists nowadays, but back in the day, there were a lot more negative stories about racing. But that was never Tony's go. All he wanted to do was promote the sport, and unfortunately, he's in a pretty bad way at the moment with ill health, and he's back. He's in hospital at the moment in McLean. We'll shortly move back to a nursing home in Yamba, but he is doing things a bit tough for old Tony.
No, our thoughts are certainly with him. Mate, good luck. We'll talk to you later in the week as we approach it, but it'll be a huge day for Grafton on Sunday. Thanks for your time, Mike.
Yeah, nice to chat. Thanks, boys.